When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And not just the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined by staff writer Josh Curious Like a Cat Clark. Merry Christmas in July, Josh.
Well, Merry Christmas to you too, Candace. That's funny you say that because, number one, I've been drinking eggnog all day. And number two, my question kind of has to do with Christmas. And actually, it's based more around war, but Christmas fits in there somewhere. So, you know, World War One, you know, it changed the face of war forever.
Forever.
So we saw chemical warfare for the first time.
Machine guns started being used.
Tanks, flamethrowers.
Civilians were engaged in battle.
Yeah, worst of all, this is the first time that civilians were actually targeted because of planes being able to drop bombs. You know, these weren't, you know, our very sophisticated, you know, laser-guided missiles. These were just bombs that were often just dropped out of the side by the pilot, and wherever they landed is where they landed. Lots of civilians died like that. Both sides targeted passenger vessels in the Atlantic. You know, the Germans sunk the Lusitania, which was a pretty big deal. War was horrible before, but war got exponentially more horrible from World War One on.
And one of the reasons for that was the advent of trench warfare.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, the trenches in World War One dragged on for countries across.
Mm-hmm. And actually, there were, I think, one soldier for every four inches of trench, something
Indeed.
Like that. So the conditions in these trenches were awful. But actually, it has to do with trenches. My question is that in some stretch of these trenches on Christmas, I heard that both sides stopped fighting, that there was a Christmas truce. Is that fact or fiction? Because I don't know. Juxtaposed against the horror of World War One, it seems hinky.
Well, this will warm your heart if the July heat hasn't already, but that's actually a fact. Pope Benedict actually pleaded for both sides to call a truce on Christmas. And while the Germans considered the truce, the Allied forces wouldn't have anything to do with it. But on Christmas Eve, as the Germans were lighting their little Christmas trees, their Tannenbaums, and put them out toward the front of their trenches and started singing their favorite German carols, mm-hmm. you know, the British caught wind of this on the other side of their trenches, and they wanted to join in the merriment. And so both sides held up little signs of a truce. Will you stop fighting now? And the British said, okay, if you guys promise. And so they came out of their trenches, and it actually, you know, I'm making light of this, but it was a very poignant moment, very much in the Christmas spirit. Some of the guys had a pickup game of soccer. Wow. One of the soldiers was a juggler, and he performed. People shared packages of goodies that their families had sent to the front lines of war, and no fighting occurred. And the sides managed to drop, you know, the cause of the war and all their beliefs and all their violence and just enjoy the evening together.
So the people at the top refused to have a truce, but the guys actually fighting did it on their own.
They did in some instances. And along some parts of the trenches, it lasted all the way until New Year's. But then eventually the commanding officers had their say and people had to get back down to business.
Get back to war, huh?
Get back to war.
That's a great story.
It is. And if you want to read it in its entirety, you can check out What Was the Christmas Truce on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done. Outfit stunner. And my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
I'm Jordan Gonsalves, and I'm a journalist. Join me on my new podcast, But We Loved, where queer elders recount the amazing history they've lived through.
In the middle of Wall Street, they stopped traffic. They were doing a die-in.
Healthcare is a right! Healthcare is a right!
And in the process, share little gems of wisdom for the next generation.
The key is to understanding yourself, learning to love and embrace yourself.
You can listen to But We Loved on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love comedy movies and Hollywood satire, you're going to want to listen to a brand new podcast called Get It to Dutch.
In Get It to Dutch, we play three aspiring screenwriters on a quest to get a script to big-time Hollywood producer Dutch Huxley.
Each week on the podcast, we perform a movie script right before your ears.
It's like going to a movie with your eyes closed.
And we have amazing guest stars, including Tim Robinson, Rob Hubel, Lily Sullivan, Jamie Moyer, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Listen to Get It to Dutch, a screenwriter's journey on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.